And Americans are losing their taste for diet soda. Regular soda is falling out of favor, too, but new data show that sales of low-calorie soft drinks in the U.S. have fallen almost 20% over the last 5 years. The numbers come from the market research firm Euromonitor, and they're forcing companies like Coke and Pepsi to come up with new products. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal is here to take a look. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Robin.
And we've done some reporting on this, but what are you seeing? Why are diet sodas falling out of favor?
Well, it mostly has to do with health concerns. Now, even though both Coke and Pepsi will point out that the ingredients that they're using in their diet sodas are among the most researched ever, and they're completely safe, but there have been studies out there about how diet ingredients, they affect metabolism, can add to belly fat, and you know, most people who are drinking Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, they're kind of trying to avoid belly fat.
Right. Let's stay with the belly fat for a second. The study from the San Antonio Longitudinal Study on Aging found people who drank diet soda gained nearly 3 times as much belly fat as non-drinkers. That is not going to help in the company's push.
Well, not at all. And that's why, you know, they're both Coke and Pepsi are now trying out stevia plant. I'm sorry, I mispronounced
okay.
It there. You know, it's hard to pronounce some of these new ingredients, but it actually comes from, you know, it's a plant derivative. It's also zero calorie. And they're mixing it with regular sugar. But, you know, it can leave a bitter aftertaste. So both Coke and Pepsi are experimenting with their formulations. Pepsi True is what they call theirs. Coca-Cola Life. Both have stevia and cane sugar mixed together. Pepsi True has 40% fewer calories than regular Pepsi. Coca-Cola Life, 35% fewer calories than regular Coke. So, hey, it's natural. That's the argument
right.
Here. And the packaging for both of them is green. Green. They've gone away from their usual colors.
Well, but Jonas Feliciano, who's the a former beverage analyst with that company we mentioned, Euromonitor, says that these new parts stevia, part sugar offerings, you know, they're still not worth it. He says instead of asking whether stevia can, and I'm not sure either if it's stevia or stevia, can save low-calorie colas, a better question might be, are low-calorie colas worth saving? And you might apply that to all sodas. Last summer, there was a Gallup poll. 63% of Americans said they were now avoiding soda. So, you know, do you think, first of all, diet soda might be a thing of the past?
Well, you know, for these companies, the idea of giving up on diet sodas is not an attractive option because they represent nearly a third of U.S. soda sales, even though they posted 3 straight years of declines. But as you say, a growing number of Americans are worried, you know, and you know, sales of a full-calorie Coke slipped last year by about a half percentage point. Pepsi's Diet Pepsi dropped 3.6% and regular Pepsi dropped 3.6%, Diet by 6.9%. But they still have, you know, huge numbers. They're still making a lot of money. You know, Coke, it's the Diet Coke was the third best-selling soda in the U.S. It saw its sales fall by 15% in the past 2 years, you know, almost a third since 2005. So that's a big loss. It's still big money in the soda business.
Right. Well, and we remember, too, that Coke also owns Dasani Water, so probably looking over at that product a little more. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thank you so much.
You bet.